was totaled because it was already worth so little. They were like, the car's a complete loss because it was already not worth enough to save.
Lime green? Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Overshare, the podcast. I'm Lily here with Jocelyn, and I don't even know what day it is at this point, honestly.
What is day, Lil? Honestly,
truly.
It's almost been a year, and by the time this episode is airing, it quite possibly might be a year into this stay-at-home COVID-19 era that we're in. It's just, remember when we thought this was going to be 2 weeks?
I mean, at this point, I've become nocturnal to switch it up. So I don't know. We're never going to be allowed outside again.
When do we
get the vaccine?
Great question. I will tell you your mom probably got it.
Yeah, she's had the first round.
My mom got both rounds because she's on a board at a hospital and they wanted volunteers and board members and stuff to start coming back. But my parents are too young. So my dad said he's 203,000th currently on the waiting list.
Oh, so we're screwed. We're not getting it for a while.
The only way that people in our age bracket are able to get it is if they have a pre-existing condition. And the only one I can think of that you could do is you could get pregnant. I heard they're giving it to pregnant people.
I was going to make a joke. I'm like, that feels the most unlikely of all scenarios.
But I will say the one glimmer of joy this year has been doing this podcast because it's like 2 hours every week. I definitely get to hang out with you.
It's like my guarantee that I'll have some human contact during the week.
Even though, to clarify, for those of you guys listening to this in podcast format, we're not in the same room and have basically never done this show in the same space before.
No, so but we are going to have a reunion soon. We're going to have a dinner party.
I know. I'm so
excited.
And
by that, I mean Jocelyn's making me steak.
I'm going to make Lily a steak dinner. And I'm just telling you guys, the culinary arts have been thriving over here at this house during the COVID era. So that's another bright spot.
Melissa, I wish I could say the same.
And Melissa, our producer, I know she likes meat. And you know what? If you don't want to come over, I will drop some at your doorstep because I'll make you some like bison or something.
I'm just picturing you like throwing a paper plate wrapped in foil like at her door.
Hey, that keeps it warm, honestly. Lil, what do you say we jump into the show? Because I feel like we've been so positive so far.
Let's do it.
So over it.
What she said.
What are you over this week? Tell me. Tell me a story.
I don't know because I'm really tired, but I literally wrote down a bunch of things and I got to like number 10 and I was like, ooh, you're over a lot of things. This was way too easy for you.
Well, I can tell you mine while you gather your thoughts.
Sure.
If you would like. So this is something I didn't know I was over until this morning. And it is because it is a news article that popped into my inbox. And I am a sucker for a news headline that just is like super clickbaity. And I thought there was no way this could be possible. Did you know that goldfish, you know, like the goldfish you have as kids that are really tiny?
Like the animal, not the snack?
No. Yes, not the snack. Thank you for clarifying. I did just eat a bag of goldfish for lunch, by the way. No, the actual animal that is alive. Did you know that so many people in North America and in very specific cities have flushed them down the toilet that they are now successfully infiltrating and taking over several huge bodies of water in the United States, overrunning them and killing off all the other fish.
I don't believe you.
It's absolutely true. I read it on Business Insider. And that, did you know those baby little goldfish, when fed appropriately or when they have their free reign in a lake, can get as big as a football, 4 pounds? Are you terrified? Because I am.
I'm literally terrified. All I can think of right now, and you won't get the reference, and I'm so upset.
Oh, I know what it is. Teeth.
No.
Oh, that's different. That's that vagina tooth thing. I thought it was a fish for a second.
Oh my God, no.
Rocco's Modern Life.
No, I don't know
the
about
cartoon
that.
On Nickelodeon growing up. It was very inappropriate at times, but like you didn't know when you were little. But he flushes his goldfish and he gets caught in the drain, and then they're like trying to plunge the toilet and stuff, and then they end up like, I think they like dig underneath the house, and it's like the goldfish has gotten to be like 800 pounds and is okay. stuck in the thing. But literally, that's the real life.
That is what is actually going on. And Lake Tahoe specifically is so overrun with gigantor
I'm
goldfish.
Googling this.
No, it's actually true. It's so overrun that apparently it's ruining the ecosystem of like so many lakes in this country, in North America, because, you know, at some point in time, people, I guess, used to eat goldfish and then they got like promoted to pets. Only, and now they're back in like the wildlife and they're just eating everything. Are you shocked right now?
14-inch goldfish?
Yeah, they're huge. They're huge. They're really cute though. I mean, they're like adorable, but I feel like at some point we could reach the level.
They're an ecological nightmare.
They could start eating us. I do feel it's possible. Anyways, I was a little over it because I feel bad for the fish also. Like it's not their fault what has happened to them. They're just reacting to poor human choices, in my opinion.
This is also so ironic because last night... I've had a shocker, the worst skin week ever. So that could be what I'm over. But I'm in the bathroom and I've been like basically consistently reapplying like an Aquaphor to my face.
Oh, love that.
For like 3 days straight. But so I'm in the bathroom, I'm like tending to my face, and all of a sudden, it's like 8 p.m. last night. All of a sudden, something flies into the bathroom. I thought it was a small bird. That is how big it was. It was a moth, which like, I don't know which is where, like the bird would have been more of a hassle because I wouldn't have killed it. But oh my God, you guys, when I tell you this thing had a wingspan of like 3 inches, it was huge. And I'm just like freaking out.
Where
don't know
did
what
it
to
come
do.
From? Was it from outside or do you have moths breeding in your house? Because that's a problem.
I had left the door open for Max. But so it flew in and then I basically shut it in the bathroom because I panicked. And then I'm like, well, fuck, what do I do? It had like rested on the air vent that happens to be, and I didn't even realize this when I started spraying it with Febreze, that it was directly above the toilet. So it couldn't have been a more convenient. I sprayed it and then it fell directly into the toilet and then I flushed it, but I had to flush it like 3 times because this thing wouldn't die and it just kept climbing back out. And now I'm just thinking of a giant moth.
Honestly, I think having a bird fly into your house would have been a much bigger situation.
It would have, because I would have had to get it back out. I wouldn't have been able to flush that down the toilet.
My mom had a bird fly into her classroom. And, you know, my mom is like all about the animals. Like she hates zoos. She said that she went to a zoo once and a bald eagle turned its back on her. And ever since then, she hates zoos. She was like, the animals need to be free, whatever. So here's my mom trying to free this bird from her classroom. And it thought it was flying outside and it flew right into the window and dropped dead.
Oh no. That's like a bad omen.
It was so sad.
It's like
so
straight
sad.
Out of a horror movie.
This podcast is taking a very sad turn today. I feel like we should really liven it up. And I'm actually really excited about our topic. But before we get to that, as per the usual, we have to hear from our audience. You guys, yes. Want you to be a part of the show. Call in 3 minutes or less. Leave us a voicemail at 562-661-5729, letting us know what you are over, because this is like a safe space to vent. Roll the tape.
Hi, guys. It's Mia. I am very over something right now. I'm very over controlling people. People the past couple of weeks think that they can say and do whatever they want to me and push me over. I am a fiery redhead. That's not going to work. I just do not think it's okay that to push people over and to say whatever you want to say to them in like the meanest way. There could be a better way of like saying it to the other person that you may be mad at or something. There's so many different ways to come at someone and just start trying to take control of them, I feel like, in my personal point of view. But I don't know. It's this very long week of just people thinking that they can boss everyone around. So, yeah. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Mia had a lot to say right there. She had a lot of morsels to offer. We were talking about people controlling her, her red hair, which I wish that we had a picture of because I love a redhead. And also people just being mean instead of being kind when they can be.
I think that it also maybe has something to do with being locked inside for like a year. And hopefully it is just them acting out because they either forgot how to socially interact or are just dealing with a lot of their own stuff. So they're not good at communicating.
Yeah, I think that's like a really good point, Lily, is everybody feels so out of control. They're like, oh, wait, but if I can try to control the lives of everyone around me, then I'll feel better. I'll feel like I have something in control. And I definitely don't react well to when people try to control like almost anything for me. But it is very disarming to kindly tell people to like F themselves, you know, because it's very confusing for people. And we've talked about this on my podcast or on this podcast and maybe in other places too. But I think one of the most disarming things you can say to someone who says something to you that you do not want to accept is quite simply, no, thank you. People are like, what the hell? What do you mean? No, thank you. I mean, it's very polite, but it's also like, stay away from me. No,
thank
you.
I thought you were just going to be like, no, I do not accept.
No, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. That sucks though. I'm sorry, Mia.
Yeah. I feel like without any other context, we can't really weigh in too much, but live your life and don't let people control you.
And never dye your hair. If it's naturally red, like keep rolling with it because
this is the color I want.
I read another news article recently that redheads are becoming more and more rare because it's a recessive gene.
You need to stop reading the news.
They need to start like, you know, having children with each other so the redheads can continue.
It's funny because my friend Marcel that's a ginger always called herself a rare breed.
It's very true, though, quite literally. So anywho, Mia, we're there for you. We feel you and we're sorry. Should we jump in, Lil?
Let's do it.
So today we're going to be discussing the overarching topic of driver's licenses.
Yes.
And when you actually are the one 100% who pitched this, like driver's license and like accompanying stories, I for sure thought immediately you had been inspired by the hit song of the same name from Olivia Rodrigo, and it sent me into a tailspin.
You know, it could have been a subconscious connection. I don't think I was thinking about it like that, but I do listen to it almost every single time I get in the car, so it makes sense.
So I have a lot of thoughts about this song. First off, I really, really hope she is no longer sad and that this is just her way of getting revenge by becoming the most famous person on the planet.
Right? Because I can feel the pain through the song.
Absolutely. But here's what I think as someone who is, I mean, significantly older than her. Like, I think
she's had their driver's license for two decades.
I've had my driver's license for a long time. Here's the thing, Olivia, and anyone who's going through this right now. You never want to peak when you're in high school or like when you're really young because it never ends up well. Like Lily, think about the guy that you had a crush on in high school who used to like drive by his house secretly. Like what's he doing right now?
I have no idea. Now that you say that, I feel like he's married.
Interesting. But I just think you should peak later in life. So don't worry about this guy. I mean, he's in High School Musical, the musical, the musical, or whatever it is. He has a great voice, but I think you're going much bigger places.
I think you're good. I think you will have bright relationships in your future, as if she's listening right now. But
she
anyway,
could be. She could be.
Back to the more just literal part of the song, driver's license. So how old is she? Is she like,
she's 17, I think,
oh,
actually.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So,
am I wrong? Is she younger? Oh, she's 18. Okay, cool. Awesome.
So I got my driver's license when I was 16.
Same.
It was very, I don't know about where you live. Where I live, you can't walk places. Like, everything is very far away. I could have a friend that lives in the, like, the same school district, and she would, I'd have to get on the freeway, and it's like a 20-minute drive.
Well, because you lived in, like, a mountain community of Los Angeles where, like, Britney Spears lived. I lived in, like, a pretty, like, urban, like, setting. But
here's another example, even. Like, for us, everyone lived off a different freeway exit. It wasn't, yes, like, you get off at Westlake Boulevard and everyone's right there. It's like, no, no, no. There's at least 20 exits you could get off. And it's just, everything's right off the freeway. But even not even right off the freeway, like 10, 15 minutes, like, into the mountains, as you would say. But I feel like other places, like when I went to Newport to visit my friend, it was like you got off the freeway and everything was right there.
Yes, that's because, Lily, people have property where you are from. They're like living on acreage. They're like, here's my home. Here's my other
not
tiny
all
home.
All of them. They're like, there's nice neighborhoods.
There
but
are really
not all
nice
like
neighborhoods. Yeah,
it's just like a, I don't think the population is bigger, but it just feels like a bigger geographical
space.
Area.
Yes, definitely.
So needless to say, you couldn't walk places and having your parents drive you places is annoying. And my sister wasn't very willing. So I immediately wanted to get my license. But I want to know, for you, was it the same where you had to get, we had to get our permit 6 months? You could get your permit at 15 and a half, but then even when you turn 16 for this first 6 months, you couldn't drive anyone unless they were 21 or older. It was a weird, I don't know what it is now.
Unless
either.
You were related to them, I think is what it was. Yes. So brief answer to your question is, in the 1900s, when I got my driver's license, there were no laws whatsoever.
And we were in covered wagons.
When I got my license when I was 16 as well, because my parents needed me to get it to like help out.
Same.
And because I'm the oldest and my siblings were so busy and whatever.
And
they
my
just
mom
couldn't.
Was like, I have work. I can't take you to school.
Yeah. So I had my driver's permit for, I want to say 7 days, which was the minimum, and got my permit in some weird class I signed up for called California Driving School.
Oh, that's another thing. Did you take it outside of school? Mine was like, I could take it as a class in high school.
I could have taken it as a class inside of school, but let's be real. Do we know what a nerd I was? I was trying to stack my schedule with as many college prep classes as possible. I wasn't about to have driver's ed be one of them. So I had to take it outside of school.
I think it was good, though, because you didn't have to pay for it then.
Yes. So I did have to pay for it and it was not cheap. And I do remember the very first day they picked me up. They put me on the 405 freeway.
They're I got like, on the freeway my first time, too.
Yep. They're like, we're just going to hop right in traffic to go pick up the rest of the kids in this driving class. I had not driven. Like, my parents.
You had group drive like behind the wheel?
Yeah. We would go pick up other people and then we would all learn to drive together. It sounds like a terrible,
that's
terrible
weird
idea.
That we didn't do that. Yeah. We had the written driver's ed in class in person, but like in school, but then we had behind the wheel. I think you only had to have like 4 classes before you got your permit. And same that I had never, I think a lot of people, their parents like let them like practice driving. Mine didn't. So it was like, I got in the car and he's like, okay, turn here and let's get on the freeway. And I'm
and
like,
you're like, what do I press?
I'm like,
what do I
do? What do you mean get on the freeway? What? I've never even sat in the driver's seat before. What?
That's how I was too. And so I took this driver's class at California Driving School, which was a condensed like 2-day version, basically where you don't learn anything. You just memorize the test.
That's how I passed every class I've ever taken.
And then they showed you that movie like Red Asphalt or whatever, where it was like, they probably have stopped doing it because it's so inappropriate. Yeah. It was like a horror movie about what could happen if you don't drive safely, but it wasn't a horror movie. It was like a documentary. So that was really
inappropriate. They really wanted to scare you into being safe.
Yeah, so I got my permit because all you had to do is pass this test and it was like really easy. Had my permit for 7 days or whatever the minimum was. Probably drove 3 times, rolled up to my driver's license test and got an automatic fail. And then came back 10 days later and got it.
How'd you get an automatic fail?
Oh my gosh, it was actually hilarious. Or I thought it was. So I was making a right-hand turn and I had stopped, but I kind of started like slightly inching out so that I could turn. It was a stop sign. And I guess the driving instructor thought I was just going to turn into traffic, and she started screaming and I started laughing. It was my only instinct. And then she was like, get out of the car. We're going back. And she drove the car back, which I think is like the worst sign. And oh, we went back and my mom was like, you were only gone for 3 minutes. I was like, automatic fail. We'll come back in 10 days when I can take it again. I like didn't even care. I thought it was funny. I actually remember thinking it was kind of dumb that I was even allowed to take the test because I had driven so little. But that's why they changed the laws for people like you. Because of my stupid generation.
Oh, so that's why I had to have it for 6 months.
Because by the time my sister got her license, not even 2 years later, it was totally different. All the rules were in place.
I do remember it was like a huge point of contention in the community of like, are kids irresponsible? Is 6 months long enough? Should they not be able to drive anyone till they're 18? I remember. Well, first of all, so I...
So you had your permit for 6 months and then you got your license? Is that how yours worked?
And I passed right away. P.S. Does Max not look like one of those cat clocks right now?
That's so that weird. He does kind of have cat energy sometimes, though.
Hello. I feel like he just farted.
Cool.
It smells weird. Anyway, sorry. I remember the behind the wheel test was always, the DMV was like right down the street from my house. So I like was very familiar with the area. So that was nice. And then also there was like a lady that you didn't want to get. And I got her, of course. But
she probably loved you.
I remember being super nervous, but I passed. And it was like, I remember the ending was where everyone always screwed up. That it's like, after you park, you need to like, put it in park and take out the key and then take your seatbelt off. And it was like very like specific on the order. But I remember I was like, I'm not old for my age, but I'm like got my license before a lot of people. So it was always like, oh, I want to drive people so bad. And then I got caught one time and it was like, I thought my life was going to end. I got pulled over. I think it was the first time I've ever
been pulled over. By police? You got pulled over?
Yes.
And why? Because you looked young, or did you do something bad driving-wise? Because I feel like they were illegally, like they couldn't age profile you.
First of all, I feel like they did. But second of all, because I got pulled over several times in high school and I never got tickets. Like they usually let me go.
Was this pre or post growth spurt? Because you were a baby nugget. You were so little, Lily. You were like 4'10".
It was like during.
During, in the midst. Okay.
I got pulled over a few times. I remember it would be like, oh, sorry, we thought registration was expired. It's not. And I'm like, okay, so I just had a heart attack for nothing. But I remember I got pulled over coming back from lunch one time and I'd only had my license a couple months. My friend Caitlin was in my car and I just was freaking out, and Caitlin said she was like, oh my god, I don't know what to do, because like she's having a mental breakdown. And we were like less than a mile from school, and the cop was just like, you know, you're not supposed to be driving her. I was like, oh, I know, I'll do it again. And then he let me go.
My sister had the same rules, and she was under strict instructions to not be driving friends. And at the time when we were growing up, our mom always had a Suburban, like one of those big tank Suburbans from the 90s.
We had one of those too.
And we called it the Beast. That's like what it was known around town. And one day my sister was supposed to be like at school or something, and she had the Beast, like an after school activity. And there's like a little downtown area in Downey, and Allie was driving the Beast through downtown Downey, packed with people. They had the music on. My dad saw them in his car because he was at the same intersection. And he said he just heard the music. It was so loud. There was like girls with their like arms out the window dancing. And him and my sister went past each other like on the same small intersection.
Just
and my
like
dad
eye
just
contact.
Like, my dad just like waved at her and she was like, and she got in trouble. But my sister like loved pushing the limits like that. I was way too scared. I still am like scared.
You just reminded me of a time though that we used to, it was me. I had one group of friends, it was four of us. And one of them lived in Lake Sherwood, which is like the nice gated area.
Yes. Where Brittany lives. Yes. Where she used to live.
Yes. And so it's like very like deep into like a canyon. So we used to park at the elementary school that was like, probably like 2 or 3 miles from her house. But like that was the first like parking lot besides like a neighborhood that you could get to. And it was nighttime. So I think we just like assumed, why would her mom look? But what we would do is, because we weren't all supposed to drive each other, we would all claim that we would go somewhere and we'd all be driving together. But like, we're not taking 4 cars somewhere. So instead, we would drive to the elementary school, park all of our cars, and then hop into someone else's and just have one. But Marcel's mom used to drive by the parking lot and see all of our cars. And then she would text Marcel and be like, where are you right now? Did you drive? That's why are there hilarious. People in your car? And we'd be like, where is she? How does she know? And it's like, because you're stupid and you left. Like, it's literally like anyone. It's very out in the open. Only parking lot you're passing.
But I think now, as like a fully formed adult, I think it's a fantastic idea. Like, also, like, as far as the rules go. Also, my sister says, and even like Chris, some of his brothers, like young teenage, like high school age, don't even want to get their licenses because they're like beyond driving. Like they're past it. They're like, why would I get a car and drive and pay insurance if I can just Uber and Lyft everywhere for the rest of my life? Like a lot of them, their parents are like, oh, well, you know, if I'm going to help you buy a car or buy you a car, it's going to be way more expensive than just like giving you an allowance on like Lyft.
Well, I'm happy you brought that up because I would like to know what your first car was. Because that's also like, if I wasn't getting a car, then I guess I wouldn't have cared much about getting the license. But
yes. Well, let me tell you, it was not the car of every rich teenager, which is, as you know, Lily, a what? A matte black BMW. That is the car I always say is like every rich teenager drives one of those.
Every rich teenager.
Or some of them have fancier cars, probably.
There was definitely a few of those in my high school, but we had quite the selection of Range Rovers and BMWs and Lexus. No. And
my parents, even if my parents could have afforded something like that, which they definitely couldn't, they would have been like, LOL, yeah, right. So I actually wasn't even supposed to get a car. The only reason I got a car was because like I needed to help out. And I had a 1996 black Nissan Sentra.
Ooh.
And with a gold stripe because it was a little sporty. It was the worst car I've ever had in my life. I will go on the record to say it was a lemon on another level. And I had to get the engine replaced after like 1 year. My dad still says it's like the most regrettable decision of his life.
I had a winner as well. It was my sister's first. And then I don't remember what she got afterwards, actually. But
oh, so you got a hand-me-down from your sister.
Yes. And okay. It was not new when she got it. It was an 87 Mercedes.
Oh my gosh, that sounds luxurious and fun.
It was like just not old enough to like look cool. So it's just like, you have an old car. It's not like, ooh, vintage.
Was it diesel? Did it have a diesel engine?
So no, this one wasn't, but we did have a diesel Mercedes that was an 84. My dad was really into old Mercedes.
So am I. I love
that. I think we had 3 of them at least. 4, because my mom had an that was what my sister is. She had a SUV one that she got after.
And they're also very like well made. So I feel like they're like tanks also.
That's why my dad likes them. But we were not huge fans. And I remember mine, the doors didn't lock. And one of the, oh God, not just unlocked a memory. My friend, what is he up to? My friend Craig at the time, his nickname was Iceman. We used to, I don't know, his football nickname, I guess. He was a very large guy. Okay. Not fat, just like a big, like at least
football player.
6'3", probably, and just like a big guy. And he would sit in, he would sit in the front because he was big, but I think we forced him to sit in the back one time. And I used to carpool with him. But then when I would drive, occasionally I would just drive him. I think we were trying to roll down someone was joking and he was sitting in the back and someone was trying to roll down the window. And then he like held it up from the inside. The window then just fell into the door.
Oh my gosh.
Never got fixed. They eventually had to just pull it out and then it was permanently closed forever.
That is crazy. Something else that's like was on my mind when I was thinking about like this topic and like high school and then like the Olivia Rodrigo of it all and like just how haunting it is. When you were a teenager or now, okay, I'm curious to know, like, Did you ever do drive-bys of someone's like house that you like liked? Like secret drive-bys? Like even I now. I think I'm too scared.
Now, what's the point? I don't think I did, but I do. I feel like she like points it. Does she point out what car he drives in the song? I know. I feel like that's like a common song thing, is to point out that like every time you see the person's car, it's like,
is that them?
Yeah. Like Katy Perry has a lyric like that too. That I'm like, that I feel like I felt really hard, but I can still tell you like what cars the guys I liked in high school drove.
That's crazy. And I like, I was even thinking of it in like different terms, because that's like old school stalking. Now there's like digital stalking where
you
can,
you don't
like,
even have to leave.
No, you don't even need to leave your house. You just like look at their Facebook or Instagram or whatever. And I definitely used to do that for sure.
But it like, do you have certain, like, were there guys in high school that you still see the cars and you're like kind of in the back of your head thinking about it?
You know what? No, not really. It was just over 20 years ago.
True. It was so long ago. I think it was that the guys that I liked had very specific cars. Like one of them had a red Mini Cooper.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny. But now I am thinking about like my high school boyfriend had a few really weird cars. One of them was called a Sundance. Have you ever even heard of that?
I mean, yeah, I know I'm a car enthusiast, but no.
Well, literally no one's heard of this car because I think they made it for 15 minutes before they realized it was a bad idea. But like they were big guys too, him and his friends, and they would put all their surfboards inside. And like, it was just like, it looked like a Saturn. Remember those Saturns? Those green Saturns? It looked like that. And there would just be so much stuff packed in there, and it smelled like towels, like beach towels.
So California
kid. It's so funny. But I had no business getting my driver's license when I did. I most definitely should have had some sort of like preliminary license for 2 or 3 years before I got my license. And are even to this day, it's debatable.
Are you a good driver? I feel like you've driven me and I've never felt like I was in danger.
That's great. Cause I have been in cars with other people where I'm like, this is not going to go well.
I used to say that I was a safe, bad driver.
You're assertive. I would say you're assertive.
But like, I don't really speed anymore. I feel like that was more of a during college phase for me.
Yeah, no, I'm a pretty boring driver at this point. I think you have to be. My dad always told me, he's like, if something goes down, if shit goes down, Jocelyn, you get in your car and it becomes your weapon. You drive over whatever you have to. I was like, okay. He's like, if there is an earthquake,
like the last thing that Jocelyn would ever like, do.
He's like, you just need to be ready to take care of yourself. And like, I think about that sometimes, which is why I've asked you before, where do you keep your earthquake shoes? Do you have earthquake shoes? Do you have an earthquake backpack? We need to get you one and we need to put it in the trunk of your car so that when the world comes to a halt, you and your earthquake shoes and your protein bars are ready to get out of town.
That used to be Jocelyn's excuse for all the random shit that would be in her car. She'd be like, it's for earthquakes. I'm like,
it's true. Okay. It's true. Honestly, I do actually need to get a little more on my like disaster preparedness game, because I don't think I have like an earthquake kit here at our house.
But back to if you're a good driver. Have you gotten tickets?
Not recently, knock on wood, but I've had many tickets. I got 2 speeding tickets in one day, actually, which was a really interesting moment for me. And I'm not a person who tries to fight tickets. I'm always like, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong. Like I didn't realize that it was like, you know, a 35 zone and I was going 45. Like it's never anything erratic. I've never been like, you know, speeding at 100 miles per hour. But there was one day that I did get 2 speeding tickets driving to Big Bear. I got 1 in LA and I got 1 on the mountain in Big Bear for driving too fast. And I was like, I need to retire right now. But the other thing is I have been in a lot of car accidents. Really? But knock on wood, none of them have been my fault. I mean, Lily, think about how many times my car has almost been totaled.
That's true, actually.
A lot. And the little Nissan Sentra did get totaled. I've been in a lot, unfortunately. Like, I've been in, like, big accidents on the freeway a couple times. So that's why I feel like now I try to be very aware, because Everybody's on their phone. No one's paying attention. Driving is dangerous. So you got to wake up. People in LA are insane.
I feel like I almost get hit like every single time I leave my apartment.
No one's paying attention. Everyone is distracted by something. So I try to like pay attention as much as possible, but whatever, you know,
I will one up your two speeding tickets in one day and
stop. You had something worse.
It had two fender benders in one day.
Oh my gosh. Literally. What? How?
It was leaving Clever. It was when I was still living at home and commuting to Thousand Oaks. So I would like to say that I collectively was in the car longer every day than the average person.
Definitely.
So I was like, the ratio of probability that I don't know.
But, come through, Matt. No, I love this.
If I'm going to be in the car more, then like I'm more prone to be getting into an accident because I'm driving more.
That's what I would always say too.
That was at least my excuse. In reality,
did you get in an accident on Cahuenga? That's a really main road in Los Angeles.
It was on Cahuenga, but then it was also, it was right after the other. It was because I was like really flustered from the first one. And then like fucked up the next one. And the next one, the guy was just like, oh my God, just go. He's let me leave because I didn't cause any, his car caused damage to mine, not the opposite. Right.
Well, the last big one that I got into where someone T-boned me, those two teenagers, and they got out of the car and started yelling at me, T-boned me on a main street in LA. I was like, you're lucky I'm alive right now. Okay. So he starts telling me that like all this stuff about how I was driving incorrectly. And I was like, this kid, does he have his license? I don't even know what's going on. So I started filming everything like a psycho. Okay. Cause this is kind of recently started filming the whole situation, what the cars look like, et cetera. The kid's dad shows up and the kid's dad was like, listening to the kid talk to me, and the kid's dad was like, we got to get out of here right now because you're so stupid, like whatever. The kid ended up getting his license taken away after the whole insurance of it all. They were like, basically the police, and it was such a bad accident, the police had to come because they don't come very much anymore to accident sites, that they were like, we have found that this person does not understand traffic. And he's young. They're like, we took away his license.
Good. I feel like they need to do that more often.
I think so too.
With old people too. I feel like grandma, at a certain age, you need to be retested.
Yeah, my grandma got hers taken away by my parents.
They were like, we're going to intervene here.
Well, my parents happened to see her in the grocery store parking lot. And they were like, we saw her in the grocery store parking lot and she almost hit like three people. And then we went over to her house and had the conversation of like,
Did she understand? Was she like,
My grandma didn't care. She didn't get her driver's license till she was 40 anyways. 40 was a big year for her. She became a grandmother. She got her first job. She got her driver's license. She's like a late bloomer. So she had never put gas in her car till my grandpa passed away. So like she was not into doing any of that stuff.
Oh my God. That's a thing that I just still mind blows me that it's only a couple states that have it where it's not self-serve at the gas station.
Yes.
And that blows my mind because that's just like not a thing here. So if I was ever somewhere where that was a thing, I would just get out and be doing it. And then I heard they yell at you.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. It's like against their rules. I think Oregon is one of those states, if I'm not incorrect.
I experienced it when we went. But do you pay first?
Don't you pay remember. Like after,
which I think is so strange. Like, what if you couldn't pay? Are they going to like take the gas back?
That's so true. What a great place to go and steal some gas illegally.
Just in case you were wanting to.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. That's funny. I love that.
I do remember even being nervous though. The first time I ever got gas, I was like, I don't know how to do this. Like, cause you don't ever pay attention when your parents are doing it.
I vividly remember I got my driver's license second time around. And it was that night we were sitting at home. My family always ate dinner together, you know, and we're sitting at the table and I was like, oh, I got to go to dance because I grew up dancing and classes would always be like 6:30, 7:30, whatever. And you would go and do your class and come home. And I remember being like, Mom, I got to go to dance. Like, do you want to take me? And my parents were just like, drive yourself. They were so happy. And I remember getting in the Beast in the Suburban and being like, I feel like this is illegal. Like, I should not be doing this. Because I'm, again, I had only been driving for 2 weeks, but there I went. Off into the ether. And here I still am. So,
oh my God. It obviously didn't go too badly.
No, it's been a journey. And I will say, in my experience, like, it's important to have a very safe car. Like, yeah, just whatever kind of car you have, whatever's in your price range, especially those older cars, I feel like are made better. Like, they're like tanks. So used cars can actually be safe. Old cars.
That's, I haven't been in that many accidents that were like safety bad. Was required.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they've been in cars that like didn't have airbags. But I did get a few tickets. I got 3 speeding tickets in the first month of college.
That's a
because
lot.
Because in Arizona, they have radar cameras everywhere.
But so also, the speed limit is so fast. The speed limit is so fast there. It's like 85 on the normal street.
No, one of them, though, it was the first week of school. So, and they take your picture, and my mom got sent it like a month later. And she's like,
that sucks.
Why do you look drunk in this picture? And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's at like 11 a.m. You're probably in the car with me. But I got that, and it was like a 46 and a 35. Then I got pulled over. Like probably a week later, 46 to 35. Then I was driving home and I was going like 90 something in.
Oh, on the highway, on the 10 coming home from Arizona.
Yeah. I was like passing a truck and it was, the cop was on the other side. So
yes,
didn't go well. And my mom threatened to pull me out of school.
But if you guys are listening, like, be careful out there driving wherever it is that you live, because they can really, those tickets can add up. And if you don't pay them, they can really get out of control.
That was always my concern. I would always freak out because I'm like, my mom is going to get so mad at me because I think my like going like 90 and a 75, those are like over $400.
Yep. And I had to go to traffic school for my two for one day where I got 2 tickets in one day.
Yes, yes.
The last little tidbit of a morsel of a story that I will share is that I had this lemon of a car, and then my sister came around two or three years later, got her license. And my parents were like, we're not buying like an old piece of junk car for Allie. Second kid gets hooked up, you know. So my sister got a brand new car, but it was a Kia Rio. All right.
Do they make those anymore?
No, they don't make them for a reason. It was literally lime green. We called it the Skittle. It was a 4-door Kia that I think at the time, brand new, out the door, cost like $8,000. And my sister literally got into like a small, like love tap of a fender bender. We're talking like love tap, like the car's barely touch.
Yeah.
Car was totaled because it was already worth so little. They were like, the car's a complete loss because it was already not worth enough to save.
Lime green? Was that a choice?
Absolutely not. It was just whatever was cheapest on the lot. My parents were like, there's your car.
That just reminds me of that guy I went on the date with that had the bright orange Prius. And I thought he was kidding.
No.
It's like, hey, I pull down that. Your street. I'm in the bright orange Prius. And I'm like, okay. He was.
Maybe it's his favorite color.
I asked later. He was like, oh, well, my boss had a black one. I didn't want to have the same one. I'm like, it's a Prius. Everyone has a black Prius. Are you kidding?
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Wow. Well, if you guys are listening, I would love for you to either like send us a message or screen grab this podcast or whatever and let us know what your first car was,
because I'm actually
genuinely curious. And if you have a photo of yourself with your car, oh my gosh, take it to the next level, put it on Instagram, tag us so that we can reshare. Because I don't know if I have a picture with my first car. That makes me so sad.
I have like pictures in my car, but I don't think I have it of it.
No, I'm going to have to look into that. All right, Lil. Well, shall we move on to the share well segment of this podcast?
Sure.
So long, farewell. I hate us so much more now.
I feel like this has been a pretty positive episode overall, which is pretty good for us.
I'm like, do you want a negative farewell then?
No, I like it. I like the positivity. What brought you joy this week?
I would say not even just this week, but it's been like last 2 or 3. I have a new obsession.
Which is what?
You know, I go in my phases with food obsessions, which I actually read recently is like a symptom of ADHD when you like become obsessed with something and like you're like, you know, when you eat something and it's the perfect texture and flavor and everything and just everything about it is perfect. And then you eat it nonstop for 3 months and then never touch it again. Well, my current obsession is hot chocolate.
Ooh, I've been noticing this on your Instagram, actually.
I bought a milk frother, aka just something to stir it, because my biggest issue was putting the mix in and stirring it with a spoon. You never get rid of like the little
crumbles. Yeah.
So I bought a milk frother and it is the best purchase I've ever made in my entire life. And I think I've gained 10 pounds because secret ingredient, sweetened condensed milk instead of water or milk.
Yeah, that stuff is like thick and juicy and amazing.
It's literally like just it doesn't feel like I'm drinking something. It feels like it's like a dessert.
It's like a soup. It's like a chocolate soup, essentially.
Oh my
like,
God. I'm so glad you said that because I had this argument with my friend. We were really, really high. We were at IHOP and I kept saying, why do they pretend that hot chocolate is like a beverage? Because rarely am I like drinking hot chocolate. Usually I'm like spoon feeding it to myself because I'm also trying to get whipped cream with every. And he's like, well, because it's a drink. And I was like, but like, it's actually more like a soup. I feel like it could be like a cream of chocolate.
It's so true. Our producer Melissa is like grossed out. Like,
no, but it's not gross because it's just hot chocolate.
There's a place by my house that's like an Italian restaurant that's really authentic. And in Europe,
they have chocolate soup.
No, they have real hot chocolate, which is in Europe. I don't know if you've ever had this, Lily, on our European excursion. It's really big in Italy and Spain. It's where hot chocolate is literally just a cup of melted chocolate, basically.
See, that sounds like too much.
It's really rich. They might cut it a little bit. Like you with the condensed milk might be like the best middle ground, honestly. But when you toss a churro in that mofo, it is like heavenly.
Well, yeah, because it's like fondue.
Yeah. In Spain, there's a really famous place in like the downtown area where we would go for like late night food after going to the club. And it was churros and chocolate. And you would just get a small like little cup of espresso full of chocolate, or an espresso cup full of chocolate. And you just dip the churros and it would be like mind-blowing.
Do you know what I'm really upset about? Why do we not eat any pastries or crepes in Paris? I actually know because we were on a very, very tight schedule, yes. But like, that feels like wrong. Like, but you know, I guess we have to go back.
What we did do was spend a lot of time at McDonald's. So that was actually a really amazing and fun trip.
But damn it. Now I want that.
It was really a busy trip. But wow, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you.
Well, now I'm hungry or maybe want hot chocolate.
Well, I fully support it. My share well this week is maybe possibly kind of controversial, but I don't care. There's been this huge uprising on the interwebs and specifically on TikTok in regards to Gen Z's opinion of millennial fashion and whatever. And they're very much against two things: side parts, which I love a side part. I also love a middle part, so I'm fine with that. And they are just like skinny jeans are canceled. And I just want to say controversially, I'm fine with that. I'm totally okay with that. I don't need to wear skinny jeans ever again because every time I try to take them off, my foot gets caught. I have to call Chris in to remove me from my jeans. I'm flying around the room because he's way stronger than me. I'm here for a boyfriend jean and I'm here to just not wear jeans ever again, to be totally honest, even though I am wearing them right now.
Yeah. I think obviously like 90, like baggier mom yes. jeans are in right now, but I don't feel like that means you can't wear skinny jeans. I feel like Gen Z is being a little gatekeepery on the jean situation. They need to chill the fuck out. But as for the part situation, I don't even know if I would call what you have right now a side part. And like when I do my, I'm like, no, I just kind of like,
yes,
it just like has a life of its own. It's not like a decision I made.
Like my hair is very messy right now. It's just curly, whatever, wavy. But let me just show you what it would look like if I had it in a middle part for anybody watching on YouTube. I don't know if this is the look today. You know, I just don't know.
It requires a lot of cooperation and symmetry. I think
it's just like
most
honestly,
people's hair doesn't have.
Anyone who doesn't have super straight hair, sometimes when you do a middle part, as I have right now, the hair starts moving forward and engulfing the whole face. So if you want to see other people,
you're going to need to train your hair to
You have to like clip it back or just like do more of a side part. So, yeah, I don't really care about that, but I'm okay with the jean thing. I'm kind of excited to try out something new because we've been doing skinny jeans for such a long time that I'm excited to like go back to a boot cut moment or something.
I don't feel like it's ever been like only skinny jeans or only that. I'm like, what? Just change it up.
I know. Anyways, Lil, this has been really fun walking down memory lane with you to our driver's license era. And yeah, shout out to Olivia Rodrigo. Like, you know, use that money you made on the first song to like put out an album because it was nice. It's a nice, you have a nice voice. You know, I would like some happiness for you.
I'm just thinking, what kind of car does she drive? Is she getting a new one now?
She's probably getting the matte black BMW. Oh, and with that, friends, thank you so much for listening and for watching. If you have not subscribed yet, please do leave us a review, even if it's just like three words. We're cool with that, but it really helps.
I love you.
Yes, it really helps other people find us so that we can keep making this show that we love making for you guys. And with that, I mean, I feel like the show is over.
Adios.
Bye.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.